Well,
I never heard anything about it. Do you know anything about it?
No, I hadn't heard a word about it.
Well, he, I don't want you to say anything about it. Don't report it. He loves you and thinks the world of you, but he in West Virginia just wondered if I'd made any agreement to keep you on. I said, yeah, I'll keep you on. You got your bills out of that committee. And looks to me like you're doing pretty well. You're on third base.
I have kept him advised.
I can't. Well, he told me that you had lunch with him yesterday. So, but he just, some damn fool, Les Carpenter, planted a clip in that Johnson wasn't ever going to let you leave here. And I told him I was just paying you a compliment, and I loved you, and I couldn't imagine a man as big enough damn fool that stay in Washington when he didn't have to.
Yeah.
Now, listen, the doctors are moving in, and they're putting a rumor out. They're going to stall us and beat us on a heart cancer, and I've got all of my DeBakeys and my Florence Mahoney's and everybody upset. I talked to Paul Rogers. He said he'd help us, and our boys talked to that other fellow, Mackey, and we thought we had that thing pretty red going, but now they're ginning up their wires, and they're trying to pour some heavy lobbying to us. And what do you know about it, and what shape are we in? I'm getting ready to go home for my birthday, and I thought I might dream about it.
Well, I'm glad you're going home for your birthday, and let me...
You don't want to go with me?
Right now.
You don't want to go with me, do you?
Well, I'd like to, but I got so much of your stuff here that I just can't.
Well, you're not going to... All right, okay, go ahead. Are you going to... Can't you make them give you a little rule on your air pollution along with the others? They gave you two this morning, didn't they?
Yes, we got two this morning. We had one the other day. We got three waiting to go on the list. We just got the clean air out this morning.
Get it about Tuesday?
I want to file the report by Monday anyway.
Good, good.
And we'll go for
Doesn't
it.
That clean you up except heart cancer?
Yeah. Other than their libraries.
Libraries. You got any controversy there?
No. We've got the AMA for it going in.
Has that sent past Senate?
No, it hasn't passed Senate either.
All right.
Let it be no trouble getting through.
Well, we'll have to build a monument to you and a bust and make you the health man of the year.
I'm trying my best to do what you want me to do.
No, well, you don't know what you're doing for the health of the country. We just...
President, I think we're in fine shape on your heart cancer stroke, though I'm telling all your boys down there we've got an awful hard job.
Well, I just know what they're doing with wires. They're pouring them to me. Let me give you an illustration right here.
All right.
I strongly urge that the President ask Chairman Harris to please defer action. This bill has far-reaching implications for health and so forth. More study and national dialogue. They want a little dialogue, some more debates, you see.
Yeah.
I've urged my colleagues to cooperate with the President to help Secretary Gardner in the implementation of medical care. But H.R. 3-1, which many physicians presently consider a threat. If the President can defer action, AMA will convene later this year a Congress on medical centers, and a consensus will satisfy the President. It will be more effective. James E. Zappel, President of the American Medical Association. I said, tell him that for weeks we've been hearing that there was going to be stalling tactics among the doctors. We will work with him on any conference he wants to have. We will work with him. We will work for them. But we just cannot stall these health items for years. We must act now, and then we'll coordinate later. I'll spend all fall conferring with him. Signed, Lyndon. And that's what I told Doug Keeter to tell him.
We have agreed to take some amendments that he wants very bad, that all of us agree that will not adversely affect it, but will improve.
That's good.
We've worked out with Paul Rogers since you talked to him about it, and I think he's satisfied.
He told me he was, I really almost had a resignation of the Secretary of Labor on his account. You know, his cane cutters
right.
In Florida, and I had twice. One time at 1 o'clock, I had to override the secretary. And the other day, I took it like a man, and I just hunkered up and did it. And I just told Paul, I said, I want you to go in and help Orrin now, because this is personal. I'm a heart man myself, and I've had a heart attack. I want to get this going. Now, I won't fund it all this year. I've got to fund a little of it and let them do some work, but I'm not going all out. I'm not going all out on any of these. I'm going to take them easy, and then next year I won't have too much, and I'll come along with the funds for the next year, and I'll kind of stretch it out because I don't want to ruin my budget. But I want to get them the authorized legislation there, and I want to do some funding. I'm studying it now. I've been meeting the budget three times on all these things. And so I've told him that. He said, all right, I'll help you. He told me night before last that it's going to be all right and they were ready to go and it'll be out there and I could count on it. I don't know who it was. Somebody talked to Mackey for us and they said he'd go. I don't know. I haven't talked to him. But they said that made it all right and easy enough to do it. But I'd just a little rather talk to you and let you know what they're trying to do to us so that we can be prepared for it, because you're the stud horse. And if you fall down and can't get it done, why, we've had it, because I can't do it.
Well, with Paul Rogers, and if I can get Mackey or Satterfield, we're all right. We've got 18 votes to get down. Dr. Carter from Kentucky is going to be with us for your confidential information.
Good, that's wonderful.
And he's an MD.
Now, when can you get a vote on it?
We're starting Tuesday.
How long is it taking?
I'm going to get it out next week if we can.
Okay,
I think the trouble is,